When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So the biggest story in Pittsburgh yesterday, bar none, was that the Post-Gazette is going to shutter. And that's a sad day for all of us. But I'm wondering, and forgive me here, my media cohorts, I'm wondering if we in the media care more about this than the general public. I am super bummed out that a lot of my friends and colleagues, really good people over there, are going to be out of a job come the summertime. Like, that sucks. Jason Mackey, Noah Hiles, Ray Fittipaldo. I used to work all the time with Jerry Dulac. Like, they are great guys. Starkey, no longer going to be writing columns there anymore. Zeiss, and that just stinks. I think they're all super talented and really cool people. And it meant a lot to me in my career. But I'm wondering if the general public, the listeners out there, care about it as much as we do. Like, I try to put myself in your shoes. Like, I know that the Post-Gazette was instrumental in me becoming, in my career, what I've become. I would not be as fervent a sports fan now if I didn't wake up every day reading the Post-Gazette in my formative sports fan years. But would I have shed a tear yesterday? I don't know. I think it's bad for the city. I think that's inarguable. I think you need local journalism. And I'm hoping someone will swoop in and buy the Post-Gazette and people can keep their jobs and we can keep on having quality journalism. But if I weren't in the position I'm in right now, would it have been as impactful to me? I'm not sure. And I wonder how you all feel about it out there at 412-928-9370. We all spent a bunch of time talking about it yesterday. And I'm not saying guys like Starkey and Pomp and Pony and Mueller shouldn't have. They should have. That was the story of the day. But do you care as much as we do? I think it's just an interesting question. I do know that without growing up reading Smyzik and Cook and Collier and others, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. And so I'm big time bummed out. And I actually thought that the Post-Gazette had evolved in a way that was keeping up with the times. I mean, the Post-Gazette podcast that they put out all the time, I listened to with Hiles and Chris Carter. And I didn't mention Chris, and I should have. Chris is incredibly talented and a super swell guy and one of my buddies. They have moved into a modern realm with the podcast stuff that they do, with the job that has been created for Noah. I don't know that there's better beat writer anywhere that is as diverse as Jason Mackey, and I hurt for those guys. And I think that they will all land on their feet, but I would wish that this town could get to keep them around for a while, and I still hope that something could happen there. But I do wonder if yins out there care as much as we in the industry do. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, I doubt the public cares as much, but I'm fairly sure Joe's reaction tugged at a lot of people's heartstrings. Yeah, I mean, I watched it yesterday. I was moved. It's a bummer. I think Joe is such a talented writer, and Joe was talking about the legacy of the columnists that came before him and whether or not he could stand on their shoulders, and he aspires to be what they were, and for me, he is. I never miss a Starkey call. And so, yeah, I'm bummed out. But I wonder if the general public also kind of saw this coming. And maybe that mutes some of the reaction. Because there was, I saw a lot of people on social media saying yesterday, yeah, no one cares. And that's a shame. It honestly is a shame.